You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sam just walked in and said, I'll give you the aughts. And I said, what does that mean?
And I said, the 2000s.
I have never heard that term in my entire life.
And you said, what does the aughts mean? And I said, I don't know, the 2000s. I don't get it either.
OTS, aughts?
I don't know if that's how that's spelled.
Okay.
The aughts.
Okay. You're going to give me 80s trivia, and I'm going to give you aughts.
That's right.
Which, again, Okay. All right.
You ready?
Up. I'm ready.
Who wrote the Bengals song Manic Monday?
Prince.
Nice. All right, you go.
What did Aaron Ralston do to to extricate himself from a boulder after a hiking accident in 2003?
He cut off the lower 40 of his arm.
With a?
Pocket knife.
Very dull pocket
That's
knife.
That's right.
Yes.
What was that, 27 hours or 47 hours?
Well, when I first watched it, I thought it was...
127 hours.
Yeah, I first watched it, I thought it was 27 hours.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, yeah, that's devastating, but I mean, 27 hours. And then it's like, oh, no, it's way longer than that.
He cut his arm off after one day?
Right?
Jeez,
just
dude,
wait. Someone will be by?
All right. Name one of the... Never mind. That's, you're not going to get that one.
Okay.
Who remained faithfully in love with Pandora Braithwaite? After she first appeared in his diaries in 1982. I don't understand any of these references. Do you?
No.
All right, let's try a different one. It's a nice day for a...
White wedding.
Is a line from which 1982 song, and the artist is...
Billy Idol.
Boom.
Who hosted the Oscars awards ceremony in 2014 and took a selfie alongside a group of movie stars?
Oh, geez.
Sam, that was famous. It broke the internet.
I got nothing.
Yes, you do.
Conan?
It's just the funniest, stupidest thing, and all these famous people were behind her. Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen. Oh, that's right. I forget about her after she got canceled for being a meanie head. Who had three number one hits following his murder in New York in 1980?
John Lennon.
John Lennon. Very nice.
Who found success with her album One for the Boys in 2008? One for the Boys.
Alicia Keys? That doesn't sound like an Alicia Keys album.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. All right.
I'm winning.
You are, by a lot. I stink at trivia, so. The movie Back to the Future made which car an icon? These are, I could get more of the 80s
okay.
ones than
I know
the
that's
aughts.
A DeLorean. Give me another one that's stupid.
Good God. I could have also gotten this one, but it's FIFA related, so here you go. Which footballer scored with the hand of God in the 1986 FIFA World Cup? He also, I'll give you a hint, has a soccer move named after him.
Is it the Pele?
It is not the Pele. You want to try a different one?
That's all I know. I have no idea.
Diego Maradona.
Who became the first African-American woman to win an Oscar for Best Actress in 2002? You got to go back.
Oh, God.
2002.
I have no idea. This is not entertaining.
Yes.
God,
I remember the line, too. I just want you to make me feel good.
You got to hit me with it. I have
Halle
no idea.
Berry.
Halle Berry. I was going to say Halle Berry.
And the name of the movie, it was the one where it was Heath Ledger, and it is dark. Dark and devastating.
What does it say that I know more of the 80s trivia than the trivia from when I was actually alive?
I have no idea.
Because I know like half of these ones. For you, from the 80s, which computer game featured ghosts called Inky, Blinky?
Oh, good God. That's
Pinky,
Pac-Man.
And can you name the fourth ghost?
Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Clyde. Boom.
Sam, which late actor played the title role in the 2005 film Capote? With a voice like this, he talked like this, remember? Late actor. He talked like this to the Clutter murderers, Perry and Hickok? Smith?
I have no idea.
I believe he was either nominated for an Oscar or won an Oscar. It was Philip Seymour Hoffman before his death.
Okay.
It's an outstanding film. Outstanding film.
From the 80s, Super Mario first appeared in which computer game? I'll give you a hint. It was not Super Mario.
It was not Mario Brothers?
It was not.
Oh. Was it Donkey Kong?
It was.
Boom!
Donkey Kong. Look at you. I think it's like 7-0 right now.
Which was the first country in the world to permit the use of three-person IVF to prevent incurable genetic diseases? I'd forgotten about this. It was in 2015.
I'm going to go with China.
I would have guessed the same thing, Sam. It's the UK.
Okay. Okay.
Some of these are hard. Go ahead.
Which rock group provided the theme track to the 1980s movie Flash Gordon?
Oh, you're going to get me on this. Which what? Rock group?
Which rock group provided the theme track to the 1980 movie Flash Gordon?
Oh, God. Is it like Aerosmith or something?
You're close.
I have no idea.
Queen.
All right. So I've missed one. For those of you keeping track,
I am Ofer. You are 7-1.
Which novel and 2011 film is about a student vet who joins a circus and falls in love with a performer?
This is laughable how bad I am at this.
Well, I don't know that I would have gotten this and I saw the movie. That's been a long time
ago.
I'm going
to go with The Notebook.
The Water for Elephants.
Yeah, no idea.
Sorry. I wouldn't have gotten that either, Sam.
Let's find one that you might know. Okay. Which country's bobsleigh team borrowed spare sleds from another country so they could compete in the Winter Olympics in 1988?
Which country's bobsledding team had to borrow? I'm going to go with Switzerland.
I will give you one more hint.
Yeah, I have no idea.
There was a movie about it called Cool Runnings.
Aw, I didn't watch it. Tell me. That's really cool.
Jamaica. Yep.
All right, and then this one. You should know this. Who won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for her role in the 2012 film Les Miserables?
I never saw it.
Jean Valjean, you never saw with...
I never saw Les Miserables.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how good he is in that? Why can't I think? He was also in the... oh, my gosh, the circus movie.
I'm also...
The Greatest Showman.
I was right now years old when I learned it was Miserables, not
Miserables. Okay, I'll give you a hint. They just announced she is expecting her first child today.
Emily Stone.
Good guess in wheelhouse, Anne Hathaway.
Oh, all right, one more. Which items became a defining fashion statement in the 1980s and were a symbol of power dressing?
Was it the flipped collar?
It was not. It was part of a suit jacket.
Was it the flipped suit jacket and was it pink?
It was the shoulder pad.
Oh, got you. Mm-hmm. Who portrayed June Carter Cash in the film Walk the Line? Sam.
I'm telling you, I suck at trivia.
Come on.
Especially when it comes to actress names.
She won an Oscar.
Anne Hathaway.
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
I win.
By a lot.
You suck at the
odds. 700-4.
The OTSs.
Even though I didn't get any right.
All right, we have a...
O-U-G-H-T-S, by the way.
O-U. Oh, like you ought to do something.
Right.
O-U-G-H-T.
Yeah.
Makes no sense why that would be the 2000s. We have a guest in studio coming up at 3 o'clock. Why is it that every time it gets really, really hot in the Midwest, we have the same devastating headline when the new football players... head to the community colleges for the first time? What is it about the Midwest and what's being done to protect these young men? We'll talk about it straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.